Welcome to episode 16 of All Talk No Bock. I'm Heather.
I'm Charles.
And I'm Reese.
And it's episode 16, which means it's as many episodes as championships the Lakers had before last Sunday. Now they have 17, and I'm wearing my LeBron James jersey.
LeBron James.
Okay, just bought. Because call me bandwagon. I don't care. I'm not bandwagon. I've always been a Laker fan, but LeBron was so great. Anyway, but we talk about baseball, obviously not basketball, but it was a good weekend. And then, we're into, we got right from that and we got right into the pennant round, the championship series, American League, National League. And as we record this on Saturday, none of them are done. So that was unexpected. We thought both would be finished by this point, but we're just going to talk about what we've been seeing so far and maybe give our predictions. Here's a newsflash. I'm probably going to be a little pessimistic, but I'll give my reasoning.
Oh, shock.
We'll give, yes, Andrew's not here. Oh, welcome, Tori. Yes, Andrew's not here, but Tori is, so it's a different person every week, it seems, but we'll get the whole gang back together eventually. So we'll start with the one that none of us have been paying as much attention to, Houston and the Rays. I'll start off by saying that the scores have been nothing spectacular. There have been runs scored, but nothing's been crazy. Carlos Correa hit a walk-off home run the other day, but even the score then was tied. I mean, so it's not like crazy. Carlos Correa is still an a-hole. I did not curse. I hate him with every fiber of my being. But Houston has come all the way back, down 3-0. The series is now tied as we record this. So it's a winner take all game 7 today. What have we been seeing, guys?
I've been seeing a lot less from the Tampa Bay Rays than when they started the series. They look completely dead in the dugout. Their bats fall flat late in the games. It seems like unless they're getting a home run, a solo home run, they're not putting runs on the board. I mean, back-to-back 4-3 losses is just, it's sorry to look at, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But back to Carlos Correa as well. I was impressed yesterday with how he took command of the game, honestly, and showed some leadership and calmed everybody down. Valdez had thrown an inside pitch to a Tampa Bay Ray. He got fired up and Maldonado was talking back to him. They were chirping and he stepped in and really calmed everyone down. So props to Correa for that. I know a lot of people don't like him, but I was, you know, all the announcers were talking about it. They were impressed to see that. But back to the series, I mean, I just can't believe they were up 3-0, and I just think they came into each of the last three games and expected to win them. They came in and thought that it was already theirs. They thought that Tampa Bay was on fire right now, you know, with the Lightning as well. They won the NHL playoff, and they thought Tampa was just rolling in general. But no, the Rays, they're probably going to lose today, I think. You know, they have a chance of losing in a tight game, but unless the Rays pull it off with another home run, another miracle, they got to get guys on base. So if they do that, then I say the Rays win. But if not, then it's all Astros today, because from what I've seen, they've fallen flat. What do you guys think, Tori?
I agree with you, Charles. I think, honestly, we saw them so strong. They came off of that Yankees win going into this series. They honestly, I think they're underestimating the Astros and thought it was going to be a cakewalk. And they got really complacent, and it shows. And they've been losing. And the weird thing is even though they're losing, kind of like how Charles was saying, it doesn't really look like they care. Like, they're losing, and they're behind. And I feel like they just expect, they're like, we're good enough. We're just going to come through. And I feel like these past couple games, that's what they expected, and they haven't. They've lost. In Houston, I mean, they're just a fiery team. Even though, unpopular opinion, a lot of people obviously do not like them and do not want to see them going back to Yankees. But, I'm a little biased in that sense. Want them to avenge my Yankees. But, a lot of people obviously don't want to see them in it. But, like, you kind of have to hand it to them because they did not have that spectacular of a season or anything like that. They were pretty subpar, kind of just scrappy and made it in, squeaked in, honestly. And then now they've just been hot, or not even hot, just they've been getting the hits when they need to. I wouldn't even say they're like hot right now, but I think if they do win the series today against the Rays, it'll be really interesting to see if they let that just like take off going into the World Series and just like be unstoppable, or if they'll just cave. But I don't know if the Rays are going to be able to pull it out. In my opinion, they've just been like too cocky, and I don't know. What do you think, Reese?
I mean, I definitely agree with that. I honestly don't see the Rays winning tonight. I agree with everything that's been said. Baseball is a huge mental game, and I feel like the Rays just don't have it. I think that, you know, they came into the series really hot, came out 3-0. They were leading. I think everyone expected them to sweep the Astros, to be honest. I mean, the Astros themselves came into the postseason not even playing 500. And so after going into the championship series, you know, and getting defeated 3 games in a row, I think that the Rays kind of let that get to their head, and they were like, kind of like Tori said, this is going to be a cakewalk. We've got this in the bag. The Astros, on the other hand, have used that to their advantage, kind of came into it and were like, you know what, let's turn it around for ourselves. And that's what they did. I mean, the one thing I will say about the Rays, their pitching's been great. Additionally, they do have history on their side. The only other game seven in their postseason franchise history was back in 2008, and they ended up beating the Red Sox. So, I mean, they do have that behind them if you want to go with the whole history repeats itself thing. I think they really need to clean it up tonight if they're looking to go to the World Series. Otherwise, I'm going to give this one to the Astros.
Yeah, and I'll be the first to say, yeah, Reese, that I really thought that the Astros were not going to come through with who they had to play this season. You know, the AL West is very, very sorry and not very good. They played, you know, the Angels. Sorry to my Angels, not very good right now. And the whole AL West division, and then they played a couple teams in the NL West, and you're looking at the Rockies and the Giants for most of those games, and I think they played the Padres just once, but you know, not very much talent there. And now they're coming together and really, you know, they're energized more than the Rays are after just beating the Yankees. I'm surprised. And you know, I just, like Tori said, they're capitalizing more on their hits, and I just, you know. And yes, Heather, I know they played the Dodgers like 4 times. I know, I saw you over there. But for the most part, that was pretty much who they were playing, was the AL West. So they're really capitalizing right now. And like I said, if Houston keeps playing the way they are and the Rays keep playing the way they are, I agree, Reese, it's Houston tonight. Mm-hmm.
Dodgers beat them 3 of 4 in the regular season. They would have swept them had Kenley not imploded. We'll see if that's the matchup. But speaking of which, we got the other side that all of us have been paying more attention to, if not for the fear, anxiety, and let's be honest, the paranoia that goes along with being a Dodger fan. Yes, we're talking Dodgers, Braves, and thusly, in this series, the Braves have looked really, really good. I think the Dodgers went in, not arrogant by any stretch, but they just hadn't seen their pitching staff. And it showed in those first 2 games, they caught fire in the biggest possible way, in literally record-setting ways in Game 3. Game 4, they imploded again. And Game 5 was probably my favorite game of the series because it was normal Dodger baseball. It was what I'm more accustomed to. And I saw a lot of good things from the bullpen and from the offense that I hadn't seen. So I would say we have Oracle Charles here. Charles is our resident on staff fortune teller of sorts, as clairvoyant, some would say. And Charles believes that the Dodgers will win the series. I obviously don't. I think that today's matchup is terrifying. A great lefty, and Dodgers don't hit left-handed pitching, versus Walker, who has like 3 blisters and a bullpen that's shot. So, yikes to all of it. But Charles, since you're our oracle here, you want to give the fans your mighty prediction before the 1 p.m. start time?
The Dodgers are going to win a close game this afternoon, Heather. I'm sorry to say. Dave Roberts, you said they imploded in Game 4. I hope you're referring to their manager, because Clayton Kershaw should have been pulled after inning 5 after he had gone through that lineup twice. They have a very stacked bullpen. I don't know why you're saying they're tapped out, because they've only pitched a few of them for like an inning. Like Gratterall usually goes an inning and then he gets yanked out. So they're probably still good to go in terms of throwing for innings. And I don't know what Roberts was thinking in that game four. He left him in. He had already gone through him. And he has that all-star bullpen. You got to put him in. That's another mistake from him, classic choke. And that's a thing with Kershaw, you know, with his managers, they don't pull him and they leave him to do his work because they think he's, you know, Clayton Kershaw. And that's the reason why sometimes his postseason record and his numbers get, you know, higher than they should be, because his manager is not where, you know, he's not thinking is the right way he should be and pulling him out of the game. So I think that Roberts has learned from his mistakes, and the Dodgers really figure it out today, and they're going to get the win, Heather. They're going to do it this time.
You didn't explain how. What about the offense?
The offense, we've seen them go off. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. If they keep doing what they've been doing, they'll be fine.
They keep doing what they're doing. They're going to get hit. They've done it before. Throughout the postseason, they were only hitting base knockers for runs. Two of their 26 runs, as I said, came from home runs. So now they got it figured out. They're going back to the base hits. Yes, Will Smith hit that three-run home run last night.
Epic Will Smith versus Will Smith.
But yeah, I think I explained why they were going to win. It's because of their bullpen and because Roberts has finally got his head on straight. He knows the rotation.
Oh.
And Bryce, you want to talk about pitching and unknowns. Bryce Wilson, a rookie who had thrown like three games, came in that game and just totally shut the Dodgers down. I don't think anybody expected that.
Yucky.
And now you've got a known Walker Buehler who's got a few bruises on his hand. You think that's going to stop Buehler? No.
Blisters.
You know about me. Same thing. They're going to affect him in the same
way. No!
Yes.
It
doesn't matter what he has on his hand. He's fine. He's going to throw well. That's what I'm saying.
Or not.
A pitch with anything on his hand. He's going to do it all. He's going to do great in this game. Come on. The Dodgers bats, they're there. We've seen them. We've seen the Dodgers.
I don't know, man.
They put up a lot of runs. I mean, I think Tori's been waiting over here. She wants to say something. Tori, what do you got?
Go ahead, Tori.
Yeah, I was just going to go off of what you were saying, Charles. And I think that, like, if Dave Roberts isn't able to have a winning team this year, like, I don't know if he should get, like, the chopping block, because look at the talent he has. Yeah. Look at his bullpen, his offense, and for how many years has he had this, yet he has not been able to win. So
you could see the Doc Rivers scenario with the Clippers, you know, winning coach, but he's gone because he's a choker in the playoffs.
If I may just defend both coaches for 1 second, because they both have a similar issue, or were facing a similar issue. You know, part of being a manager, being a good manager, is the execution of the players themselves. And I understood actually why he put Kershaw back out there for the sixth, because it was a quick fifth and his pitch count wasn't too high. And in Milwaukee, he pitched eight. And, you know, and Dave Roberts sent him back out there and it was a good result. So we don't, you know, bash him. But the bottom line is also Kershaw's playoff ERA is so high because the people that come after him don't execute. And he put Brewster in, which I thought was a good move. No, I'm sorry. He put Pedro Baez in, I believe, but then Brewster. I'm forgetting the order now, but I just want to say sometimes in the past, I've seen Dave Roberts make horrible moves, like horrible moves that don't make sense, like pulling Rich Hill too early in the World Series. And overusing your bullpen. But this year, I think with the Kenley adjustment, with the use of the bullpen in certain innings, with he left Julio Urias out there as long as he could, 100 pitches. So it's like, you know, when they execute, when the offense doesn't get three hits, okay, how about the offense pick up a little bit of the slack?
Well, exactly.
And then you make your manager look better. It's like, you know,
you're trying to compare a wild card series to where they were winning to a game that was close. So Kershaw should have been out of the game because the game was tied. We know he doesn't do well late in games when it's a close game. You're comparing to the Milwaukee Brewers, who haven't done anything all year, to a Braves offense who put up 29 runs in one game. I'm just saying Kershaw should not have been in that game after going through twice. They've already seen him two times. That means by the third time, you're probably going to get a hit if you want to go analytics like Roberts always does. So
and you would think he'd be able to recognize that pattern at that point.
But they also lost
last year, and you can't translate that into championships. Like, what are you doing?
Go ahead, Heather.
There were like, okay, in that game in particular, there are things in the past that, I mean, there are things in the past for sure, no question. But in that game, the offense didn't show up. They weren't going to show up. They put up one more run with the bases loaded two separate times in that game. It wasn't going to happen. So, you know, you can't be so. What do you mean?
After that inning,
what can he do?
Kershaw and Gratterall gave up 6 runs. You're telling me that's not going to deflate your offense after you see that? That's not going to kill your vibe? If they had stuck in that game, I'm sure their offense would have woken up.
Well, the game was one. In the first game of the series, the game was 1-1 until the 9th. So at some point, you just got to say, we don't have it today. I mean, what are you going to do? A team's going to win, a team's going to lose. The more egregious loss, I would. What?
You're basically throwing the towel in.
I was going to say. Okay. Well, the more egregious loss, in my opinion, was the one where they were facing a guy that has never, like, pitched, basically, and he pitched 6 innings. What was that? I mean, Jesus Christ, what are you doing?
October.
That offense implosion. Yeah, I blame the offense. If they don't end up winning the series, I blame the offense first. Dave Roberts maybe third, and, like, the bullpen second, maybe. And the starters didn't go long enough, you know. Dustin May went 2 innings. Yesterday, well, like what are you gonna do with
the Rays? There just doesn't seem like they have any fire. A lot of times they shut the dugout and blank Cody Bellinger stares, you know, just lifeless expressions out there, and it just looks sad from an LA team that you're used to seeing so far.
But I mean, let's give the Braves some credit. They're also a talented. There's a version of this where they're just a talented ball club that only was behind. You know, the Dodgers led. In the regular season, offensively, you know, they led all of baseball, the best offense, by 1 run to the Braves. So it's not like there's a crazy, oh my God, the Dodgers, you know. I think they have to win because they've won 8 divisions, as we've been talking about, and it's high time. And they're probably the best they're ever going to be this year, you know, whatever. But the Braves are still good. They have, you know, Max Fried going today, and he's great. That's not Dave Roberts' fault. That's just Atlanta being good. And, you know, and also Freddie Freeman's been on fire. Marcelo Zuna, Albies, you know, Ronald Acuna's hit every now and again. So it's like, what are you going to do? Sometimes the team that you're facing is just better, but also, yes, of course.
That's the thing.
You don't think the Braves are better than the Dodgers?
No, I don't. I think their manager is worse than the Braves. That's what I think is going on here. Clearly, Dave Roberts just can't put the team together in late postseason runs. So I don't know why you're all of a sudden thinking like the Braves are better, because they're not. Like, the Dodgers have had a statistically better bullpen. Yes, the Braves had better bats during the regular season, but I don't think that was a testament to their bats. I think that was more of a testament to their division.
Yeah.
So I think that the Dodgers are just, they have the talent. It's there. It's just overanalyzed, to be honest. So I think that we'll see tonight. We'll see, or this afternoon. We'll see.
Well, you think the Dodgers are going to win. So
that's what I'm saying. I do. I think that Roberts finally figured it out. I think he's hopefully not in his head anymore. Hopefully by this 5th, 6th run that he's on, he's finally got it down. Yeah. But who knows? I think I do, but we'll see.
Reese, what do you think? We haven't talked to you a lot today.
No, I mean, I don't have that much to add. I agree with everything that's being said right now. And another thing to consider too, Heather, is like, you've been talking about this all season. You're like, being a Dodgers fan is so hard because we always make it to the postseason and we never come through. And it's like, okay, whose fault is that? Dave Roberts. Like, it's the same thing. So you can't defend him when you've been complaining about him all season. If you, like I said earlier, if you can't manage the talent that you're given, what kind of manager are you? And I'm not saying he's not good at what he does, but like, he's not pulling his team together. Maybe tonight it'll be different, or this afternoon, I'm sorry. Maybe this afternoon he'll show us that, like Charles said, he finally has it together. And I hope for his sake and for your sake and for the organization's sake he does, because I personally would love to see a World Series with the Dodgers and the Astros. I think that would be amazing, and maybe that would be karma's unique way of telling the Astros that they finally
to F off.
To put it nicely, yes. But yeah, so that's what I think about it. I mean, it's like, It does come down to their management, because I think that the Dodgers are an excellent organization, but if they're not managed correctly, that's not going to get you that far. Or it's going to get you far, but you're not going to be able to finish. So,
which we've seen over and over and over again.
Over and over, exactly.
Yes, thank you, Tori. Thank you for that. So let's quickly make our predictions for the rest of these two series. I'll start, I guess. I'll say the Astros win just because of their recent postseason experience. And obviously they've won a game seven before. I won't remind the fans which, but we all know which one. Actually, a few. Actually, against Tori's team and against my team. Look at that, Tori. We have something in common, even though you're still rooting for the Astros. And I'll say, gosh, if the Dodgers win today, they win tomorrow. Happy? I think the Dodgers end up winning the series only, and I will justify it only because I like the clubhouse. I think it's coming to life, and I think that they have some kind of weird mental advantage. Go ahead, Tori. What's your prediction? So I say Dodgers win. Sorry, I say Dodgers win the series, go to the World Series, and I say the Astros win and go to the World Series.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I think you're on the right track. I want to see that unpopular. I want to see the Astros win. I do, but I don't know what tonight will hold for them. Like, I honestly, I'm not super confident in them, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I think the Rays might come out on top, okay, honestly. So I'm going to go with the Rays, even though, yes, I am rooting for the Astros. Maybe the little pessimism is rubbing off on me. But and then in the NL, I feel like similar to what Heather said. If the Dodgers win tonight, then they will take it all. But if the Braves just come out there today and just jump on them right away, then kind of like what we were saying earlier, the Dodgers might not have that fight, that oomph left in them after they're already like down a couple runs or something to just like muster it up. But hopefully, like we were saying, hopefully they will, because I think it would be cool to see them go to the World Series again and lose.
It'd be nice. Oh, Reese? Actually, go ahead, Reese.
Yeah, so, I mean, kind of like what we said, I think that the Rays have been lackluster as of late, so I'm going with the Astros. I think they're going to the World Series, and I think the Dodgers are going to the World Series. Things have been clicking for them. They've been waking up, so I think that it's going to be Astros versus Dodgers this 2020 World Series.
And Sir Charles Oracle, go ahead.
All the way, couldn't agree more. Unilateral decision there. They're going to win it tonight or this afternoon and tomorrow. And I got the Rays. I think they finally get some base runners on. They've looked flat. Obviously, I said if they continue to play that way, Houston's got it tonight. But I think they wake up, hit a 3-run home run to take the lead, as I predicted in our little group chat last night. And I think they got it tonight, guys. I think the Rays wake up and they do it against Houston and they fall and everyone's going to be happy. So with that,
Rays and Dodgers. Okay. So we have a whole different combination of things, but I think one of us has to be right. Although nobody has said Braves outright. So I guess we're all hoping or playing Dodger. I don't know. Okay. We will be right back and we'll go into what will be a heated Your Take, Our Take. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to All Talk No Bach. It's time for your favorite segment, Your Take, Our Take. We got in a little heated debate during the break, and we were going to do what our favorite ballpark food was, maybe our favorite ritual that we go through, an eating ritual, but we talked about ice cream a little bit, and it got pretty dicey. It got a little fiery in the...
There should be no argument here. I just want to preface this entire thing.
Argument
is completely ridiculous, but proceed.
We're trying to figure that out, if it's bitten or licked, and it got pretty heated. So Reese, you seem ready. I'll give it over to you. What do you got?
Ice cream is meant to be licked. That's it. That's my argument. I shouldn't have to back that up. Heather's shaking her head because
are you gonna make a point?
That's my point. What argument could you possibly give me that the ice cream should be bitten as opposed to licked? No, I want to hear what you have to say, and then I'll tell you why you're wrong. Please enlighten me.
Well, why? I was actually going to go last, but allow me to put my professor glasses on, because you're about to get schooled.
They're coming out.
So,
you know, watch out. Last time we saw these things, so, if anyone remembers, was the whole hot dog taco debacle. So.
Which I was also right about, and I'm not getting any credit for it.
No.
So, ice cream, what is it?
What is ice cream?
Please,
what
is frozen students?
Dessert. The frozen
I
dessert.
I am speaking, students.
You asked ice a cream. Question.
What is it?
It's a- you literally asked a question.
No, it's a rhetorical question.
Okay.
The lesson has begun, kids, okay? The lesson has begun, thank you. So, ice cream, we think in the traditional sense, we see a cartoon of a little person, like a child, eating, licking an ice cream cone. Alas, what we think is licking is actually biting. Let me explain. There's two different forms of eating ice cream that are traditional. No. There are two different forms of eating ice cream. There's the cone and there is the bowl. Yes? And I am lactose intolerant, but I will demonstrate how one eats ice cream right now. That's right, folks. I have ice cream. Dairy-free ice cream. So, you take your spoon, right? You put a little bit of ice cream on the spoon. You do not. You are psychotic. If you then go like, that's psychotic. Nobody eats their ice cream like that. Nobody goes
like. I agree,
like,
because that's not how I do it.
What you do is you go like this.
Watching that was disgusting. That just literally sent chills down my entire body.
That is how you eat ice cream, folks. And to the people that say, okay, you have to clench the spoon in order to then get the ice cream off the spoon. What do you do about a cone? I have the answer. With an ice cream cone, yes, you can lick it. But as we all know, when you lick an ice cream cone, the ice cream might, you know, there's no even balance. Maybe it gets too much on the other side and then it starts dripping off, or it's really hot outside and it starts melting. So what do? You start to bite it. You start to have more of it in your mouth so that it doesn't evaporate or melt off. I'm not a scientist, so I don't think ice cream actually evaporates.
Clearly,
don't
ask a scientist.
But in conclusion, when you get to the bottom of the ice cream cone, what do? You don't lick it from the inside, go, take that out. Don't show that. But
keep that in.
You do not do that when you get to the bottom of the ice cream cone. You bite the ice cream cone. Hence,
yeah, you bite the cone itself, and then you bite the ice cream.
You bite the ice cream in the cone. Henceforth, you bite ice cream, we just think of it as licking.
Okay.
Does
anyone have any rebuttals to Heather's barbaric
take? I have some words. So you're telling me if you were to have a bowl of ice cream or a cone with a nice scoop of ice cream on top, you would, with your teeth, full in, just dig into it, just take a nice chunk out of your ice cream or whatever, just with your teeth, and have that feeling just go through your spine and just...
Yeah, do you enjoy that? I feel like that's what it feels like to be a Dodgers fan.
Yes. Just all the way down. Like, I don't know why you put yourself through that torture. And then also, to say to your statement about how once you get to the bottom of the cone, because yes, I love my waffle cones with my ice cream. I do.
Yeah.
It gets me every time I walk into the shop, I smell it. Yep, I have to get it. And I work my way like through the cone. Yes, I bite into the cone with my teeth, but then I'm always licking the ice cream.
Yes, exactly. You lick the ice cream and then you bite the cone.
Is always licked, even when it's at the bottom. Even when it's at Even when it starts to melt, and if you know me, every time I order ice cream, for whatever reason, it becomes a disaster and it's everywhere because it just melts super quick. I don't know why, but I never start biting it. Like I would never, that would be the last thing that would come into my mind to do, to start biting it. That's just so like, oh, I don't know. I couldn't do that.
Goes against
also,
human.
Good question for you. Because yeah. If you're licking an ice cream and everything, with a lollipop, do you bite into a lollipop?
A lollipop? No, a lollipop is on a stick.
It's like a different.
But you can't bite. No.
Ice cream.
A lollipop doesn't have the time constraint of an ice cream cone because it's room temperature, you see?
Your popsicles. So you lick. Your popsicles. Do you bite into a big stick?
Yeah, do you bite popsicles? Hold on.
I haven't even had a popsicle. To answer that, do I bite a popsicle? I mean, do you lick a banana? Like, I don't know how to respond to that question.
Do bananas melt? Okay. No. Banana. Do you bite?
That's not even a viable option. Nobody licks a banana. You can lick a lollipop. You can lick a popsicle.
So Heather bites ice cream but licks banana.
What?
No, I don't. I'm asking you, do you lick a banana? Because I'm wondering where the line is.
We don't have correlation.
There's no correlation.
That's like saying, oh, you lick an apple, you don't bite into your apple. Obviously, you bite. You have to bite to eat, but you don't. But when you
lick an apple? No, I'm not being crazy.
That's so outrageous after you just suggested licking a banana.
No, I didn't. I'm asking you if you obviously don't lick a banana, okay? But here is my final argument that I forgot to state earlier. An ice cream bar. What do you do with an ice cream, a Klondike? Don't tell me you lick it because you don't. You're lying. Don't. You're lying. You're lying. An ice cream sandwich, you're lying.
I lick it until I can't anymore.
Like, no,
I
try don't. So hard. I'm bleeding.
So hard not to bite it. That way it lasts longer so I can savor it and enjoy it. Like when I have like a Magnum bar where it's like the chocolate coating over the vanilla ice cream or whatever, I take it anytime.
I don't think bite is the right term here because a lot of people do just kind of like, when they eat ice cream, it's just kind of like you just put it in your mouth. You don't really bite it. It's just kind of.
Yeah, you scoop it out. You scoop it out.
That is a bite.
Like,
what I do with my teeth,
use your teeth.
You know, so it's not really a bite or a lick. It's just kind of like a.
Like, suck it off.
Slurp it away. It's kind
of. Yeah, you slurp it.
That is a biting motion.
Okay, who uses the motion? We're not using our teeth.
That's not how you do it. No, it's like a. Kind of like that, you know, using the edge of your lip.
Exactly like that. Your teeth have no place.
There's a bite. Your teeth are involved.
Technically, a bite.
You want to talk to me?
Just then.
You want to talk to me about evolution? You bite your ice cream. That is so unnatural.
Do you bite an ice cream bar? Do you not bite? Tell me, Klondike bar, cookie sandwich, Oreo ice cream sandwich. What do? Do you bite it or do you lick it? Don't tell me you lick the ice
cream. We're talking ice cream. You can't.
Yeah, and the ice cream in the sandwich, you bite. You bite.
But that's kind of
licking your apple cookie. So that's different.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. You're adding components in there that can be bitten. I'm talking straight ice cream right now.
Fine. We're talking straight ice cream.
That's not normal. You also, okay. No, how about like a fudge bar? Okay, fudgesicle. Like that's chocolate ice cream. Do you bite that? You did not answer that. You just threw the banana in there, which
well,
was not
really fine. Good. I will answer the question. To be honest with you, I haven't had a fudgesicle in about 9 years because that's the last time I actually ate chocolate because I'm a little bit weird. But there's no reason. There's no like allergy. It's just I'm weird. So, what I'm like
ice cream, so that was a given.
Okay, that's rude. So, so I would say that I would bite a popsicle. Yes, there are times when I would lick. Now, I'm not saying that you cannot lick. I'm not saying that. I am saying that in essence and eventually you have to start biting the ice cream if it's a popsicle or if it's an ice cream cone because it will melt. That's my argument.
Okay, but you're
saying
like,
that. You could also lick it too.
Like a worst case scenario, like, okay, you only bite it if it melts. Like when disaster strikes is when you bite it. Okay, I understand that.
Or if like, you see the ice cream like, oh, it's too much to this side. It's going to fall off the cone. Uh-oh, I need to bite it. So I need to get it back to center.
You twist it and you lick it.
Like it doesn't need to bite. You can lick it.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Lick it back on the other side. It's not that.
Well, maybe I have a weak tongue. I don't know what to tell you guys. I guess my impulse is to bite it. To be honest with you, I find you guys have attacked this whole episode from Dodgers to ice cream. But let's give our final thoughts. Let's start with you, Charles.
I think I'm going to go back to the slurp, guys. I don't think it's either one. I think you're mainly doing like a little motion with your mouth, but you're not biting into it because you're not using your teeth. So it's a very odd concept to eat ice cream. And I just think it's a slurp, guys. I don't think it's anything else than that. So that's my final thought.
It's a slurp.
Yeah, I agree.
I like that, where we're a little bit of a white flag has been raised.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Reese.
And, you know, I have a lot of respect for you. I do. But I simply cannot accept this whole argument that you're giving me. So I agree with Charles. I think you slurp ice cream off a spoon. I think you lick it off a cone. And that is my final verdict.
Nice fresh pint of vanilla and see how it feels, Heather. I guarantee you won't want to bite it again.
I regularly bite. That's why I'm making this argument. It's authentic to my real life experience.
I can't help you there then.
Sorry. Okay. None of you are answering the ice cream bar situation. Like tortoiseshell.
We can answer that.
Slurping ice cream.
No, but like like more like one of those, you know, the rectangular ones.
There's a barrier between the ice cream and your teeth, and that's either a cookie or like chocolate coating. So yes, you can bite it because there's a third party variable involved.
Tori, what are your final thoughts?
I think I'm kind of going off of what Charles and Reese were saying. I think you get the ice cream, you start by licking it. Then if it starts to get disastrous, then it turns into a slurp. And also, just to preface, Merriam-Webster does define bite as a personal animal, use the teeth to cut into something. So you're cutting through it.
I understand.
I never feel, when I'm eating ice cream or even an ice cream bar, sandwich is different, but ice cream bar, Klondike, whatever, popsicle, I'm never like cutting into it. Never with my teeth. Mm. It's more of a slurp. I might use, my teeth are obviously, they're in my mouth. Like, yes, they're there. It'll touch my teeth, but I'm not making an act of cutting it. Therefore, I believe it is licked and then slurped and never bitten.
Yes.
Well, third parties that are involved. Third parties, like what Reese said, the cone. Yes, of course you're biting the cone, or else you're never going to eat it. Yes, if it's an ice cream sandwich, yes, you're biting into the cookie. But.
Well, if I may just give my last words, Charles, I will say that I appreciate all of the opinions that were shared today, this morning, this afternoon. It's now 12:05. But I will say that I do bite ice cream. I would like to find my community. I would hope that there are allies out there for this. I think that we all bite ice cream and we don't even realize it, because sometimes I do lick ice cream, but sometimes I also bite ice cream, which is the point I'm trying to make. But I will say that ice cream, no matter how you eat it, the point is that you enjoy it. As we enjoy each other, everything is said with all the love. And even what a hot dog is, what is ice cream, what is biting, what is love. I say to you that this has been a beautiful debate. What?
All to the best.
From Angel City.
Oh, okay. Okay, now we're throwing out our favorite ice cream. If I may, I will say that my favorite ice cream is also going to be unpopular. It is pumpkin. Good ice cream flavor.
Ooh. I've never had pumpkin ice cream.
I bet that's good. I bet that's really good. I went on.
It sounds good.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. It's the best.
And it's pumpkin season right now. It's perfect.
Facts.
Well, it's pumpkin season all the time for me. I love pumpkin. Gourds are the best. Hashtag gourd.
I love
you. I think we should name this episode hashtag gourd.
Hashtag gourd. It has nothing to do with anything. So from Dodgers to ice cream, I've been schooled today, but I think I gave everybody an education. And we'll be right back for the wrap up.
For us at All Talk No Bock, thank you so much for tuning in. It got fiery there with the ice cream. Is Heather right? Is she wrong? Is she a little bit off? We don't know, but please let us know in the comments, because she's looking for her clan. She's looking for her. As always, make sure to follow us on social media, Instagram, Twitter. We're getting the Facebook and the LinkedIn, and we'll be on TikTok hopefully here soon as well. So make sure to look out for that. Make sure to look out for more merchandise. We have our merchandise up. We'll get that out to you if you guys hit us up and comment and do all sorts of stuff. We'll make sure to ship it out to you guys. And we have some exciting news coming up in the future. It's going to be a surprise. You guys will have to be in anticipation for now. And it's going to be good. I think you guys are going to really like it. And for next week, we're going to get into, are peanuts and Cracker Jacks tasty? And what is really a Cracker Jack? How do they make it? What is about them? All that good stuff.
That's not our topic for next week. Charles.
I thought we agreed.
That's not our topic for next week. Our topic for no, it's in the list. I knew it. See what I say, you guys. It's feet. It's the feet in the shower next week, Charles.
Wait, we're doing that one now? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you just brought that up. Okay. We'll cut all that.
It's number one on the list.
I didn't check it right before this.
You cut that.
For next week, we have a very interesting.
No, I'm also going to say it's good that we're having this.
What? I'm cutting all this out.
I'm just going to also say after you're done, I'm going to say something about voting. That's it. That's it. No, I know. Okay, go.
For next week, we have a very interesting topic that I'm sure a lot of you people out there are wondering. Do players after baseball games wash their feet? Do they leave them stinky? Do they get athlete's foot? Is that the reason they get athlete's foot? We don't know.
No.
We're going to talk about it, and it's going to get really heated probably again. We don't know. It's going to be super entertaining. And we hope you guys tune in for us next week. And I think that's going to be it for us at All Talk No Bock. Heather, you got anything else?
Yeah, I do. I just want to say, we haven't been saying it the past couple of weeks, and I want to fit it in really fast. Everybody go out and vote. Vote for whomever you want, but you know who I'm talking about. I don't need to say it. Legally, I can't say it, but we all know who I'm talking about. So go out and vote, please. Vote for the sake of this democracy that we value and love so much. Vote to show that your civic duty means something to you. And the local propositions and candidates are important too. So do your education, get the facts, look up the issues, look up the propositions.
Yeah. Woo!
And vote. And vote, because it's important. If you register, vote early, because mail-in ballots, it's tricky this year. Vote early, register early, do the whole thing. I voted, sent in my ballot, and we're all here at, we're all gonna vote. So vote. Okay, guys, we'll see you next week for a fun Do We Wash Feet in the Shower debate. Goodbye, bye. Thank you, Tori, bye.